The current Attorney General, Barbara Underwood, has been going after President Trump and his policies, everything from the Trump Foundation to the rollback of the Endangered Species Law. There's like hundreds of lawsuits against Trump and his policies right now. As Attorney General, I mean, you are a Republican. Would you continue all of these lawsuits that are started by, you know, all kinds of staff at the Attorney General's office right now?
Well, we would look at all of them. And what we do with them has nothing to do with partisan affiliation. It has to do with what's in the interest of the people of the state. Obviously, you have an election for an open seat. Everybody involved in government knows it. The political tactic of the other side is to, you know, speak about the president and attack federal policy. Clearly, that's political, not purely substantive. Where there are areas where we, as a sovereign state, have a difference of opinion with the federal government, and we have to stick up for New York's taxpayers and businesses, as Attorney General, I'm absolutely going to do that, and those lawsuits I would zealously continue.
Do any of the ones out there sound like they have merit right now?
Well, I will tell you, the one that I do believe has merit, just from the outside, is, you know, I believe that the census, you know, is very clear. This is very elementary. The point of the census is to count people.
Yeah.
This Constitution doesn't say count citizens, so we don't even have to get into that issue. It says to count people. Anything you do to undermine the accuracy of the census is something we should stay away from.
Are you talking about asking if there's undocumented immigrants,
well,
right?
Well, structuring the census, you know, if you structure the census in a way where people don't report the number of people here, it undermines the accuracy of the count, that's not the point of the census. The point of the census is to make sure that New York gets its fair share of congressional representation and federal funding. So if we don't count accurately, meaning if we undercount the people who are in New York, that hurts New Yorkers. And so I would continue litigation to make sure that, New Yorkers got their fair share and that the state got its fair share of representation in Congress.
What about the New York Times story this week that Trump and his family essentially cheated on their taxes in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s? The state tax department has already started to look at that. Is that something you think that Attorney General should look at?
You absolutely have to investigate it. The magnitude of the numbers means that you absolutely have to investigate the allegation. Again, it's unproven, and it's the New York Times, but the allegation is an allegation that has to be taken seriously because it's hundreds of millions of dollars, and I would certainly investigate that.
Even though you are a supporter of Trump?
I would still, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the Attorney General's office should not be conducted in a partisan fashion, and my major gripe on behalf of myself and the other taxpayers is it has been conducted in a partisan fashion. I want to put a stop to that.